At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yeah, let's go.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, 10,000. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but 10,000. Like the lakes in Minneapolis. 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So here we are right now. Two final games of the night in college basketball. Second half just underway. North Carolina, Alabama, 54-46. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Illinois on top of Iowa State, 33-24. I think Terrence Shannon has all 33 of Illinois' points with about a minute to go before halftime. We'll have more coming up in a little bit. But look, today was opening day in Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
It's continuing on tonight. You'll watch the Dodgers win big today and the Yankees win big. Juan Soto with a big throw to the plate to choke off the tying run. And don't you think that's what I get from my dad, right? Hey, did you see what happened in the ninth inning of the game today? No, Dad, I didn't. Let me know. Tell me.
Let me guess, buddy.
Already it started. Already.
Well, but you know what? He's got to enjoy it while it's there, pal.
Oh,
right?
Man,
what do we always talk about? You got to take the good and find your wins each day that you can. I mean, I've got some Red Sox and Mariners going on here in the studio alongside all this college buckets. It's a great day. In Baltimore, they're celebrating a new owner, and all the good times are rolling.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's just a wonderful time. It's a great day for America.
They got a loss.
Mets are in first place, Frostburg. First
postponed.
You forfeited opening day. You
the
didn't
Mets
play.
Are in first place. We don't need to play. When other teams lose in front of us,
dude,
we are in first place.
You cancel opening day because you stink. That's a loss.
Dude, the Braves canceled opening day. What was that about?
Soft.
Were we talking about the Braves?
What I'm saying is, you think the Braves are soft?
Of course they're soft.
Oh, okay. Anybody who had rain canceled opening day is all soft.
Philly didn't even have rain, and they canceled the game.
Philly, everybody is still too concerned about Embiid and the 76ers, and they were mad about that call last night at the end of the game that went against
Philly fanatic ran over the weatherman.
Yeah, right? Oubre's still mad.
Yeah, Oubre, you're a blank.
25
a blank.
for you. I mean, look.
That's a blank. You're
but, I mean,
a blank.
It's a full day of sports all the way through, right? Going back to opening day pageantry, right? You get hours of pregame. And then, like I said, I was watching horse racing in the rain from Aqueduct. And so that was fun.
Mm-hmm. You degenerate. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was great. It's great. Sloppy track, getting after it. Come on now.
Yeah, there you go. You're Ohtani's new interpreter. Again, as you said, there is baseball going on right now. Dozens of fans at Oakland's opener against the Cleveland Guardians. But let me just say this right now, because I got a big, bold prediction for you for the regular season and the World Series. All right, right now, the Diamondbacks are having no problem, right? It was just 3-1, but they are now in cruise control against Colorado. Yep. They are thumping the Rockies 7-1 in the bottom of the third inning. You want a big, bold prediction? The Diamondbacks go back to the World Series.
Look at you.
All right? Just think about this. And you know me. I really feel this because with how Arizona, you know, really screwed me last a couple hours ago by losing this game, my feelings about the state of Arizona right now are really up in the air.
Yeah, but they ordained you to be a minister there.
I know.
Really tough.
But what would I ordained and I performed a wedding.
They allowed you to change lives.
If you told me that I could have a choice, okay, you can either perform a wedding at people you know and family you love, or you could win the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. I said, I could do a wedding anytime. I want to win the bracket challenge.
But you know what?
I want to win.
Here, you changed lives.
You were a guiding light.
And really, I'm laying it on thick. A guiding light for all those in attendance about love, about the Mets, about replaying things from World Series and other big sporting events, Michigan football, past even the Diamondbacks getting a mention, right? And Corbin Carroll getting a little bit of love, all of that. Whereas with the bracket, you know how quickly it fades that you won anything? We both won, you know, some of these pick 'em things in the past and gotten stuff right. Did that augment my paycheck? No, it's better to fail spectacularly because I want the world to laugh at and with me.
Okay, okay, I'm with you on the laughing part. I did it to myself by picking Arizona.
No, that's true.
I did it to
because
myself.
They were on your list. While it was not a laminated list, it was well known and well established. And they were on the never again list. It's kind of like, you know, when we were drafting fantasy football leagues in the Mike Vick era. He was on the never again.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't finishing the season. And you knew that.
Yeah. But just think about this for a second. Bold prediction, Diamondbacks back to the World Series. Look, they make a big move getting Eugenio Suarez, who was a 30-95 guy, right? So that's great. Now you got a good stick in the order because you needed another stick. But they have now assimilated the best starting pitching in baseball. Top to bottom, their starting pitching staff, when it's all put together, because obviously Jordan Montgomery needs some time to build up because they just signed him the other day, and Eduardo Rodriguez is on the injured list. But you're talking about Zach Gallen, who's a Cy Young favorite, Kelly, Rodriguez, Brandon Pfaadt, who became a big star in the playoffs last year, and then you're adding in Jordan Montgomery. You're talking about five guys that are going to likely be favored to win every time they step out on the mound. That's a big deal. For all this, hey, you know, pitching. No, the Diamondbacks were able to go out and say, okay, we'll get a couple of guys who are really good. Not great. They didn't go out and say, oh, we're going to go get Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom, but they went out and got upper-level guys who are all-star caliber players, and they already had a pretty good top three.
And who actually
now
pitched.
When they're back? Yeah, and now when they're back, when Montgomery's able to build up enough to pitch, and Rodriguez gets off the injured list, think about that rotation of Gallen and Kelly and Rodriguez and Pfaadt and Montgomery, and how insanely difficult that's going to be to beat. Watch out! Got to tell you, bold prediction: Diamondbacks back to the World Series.
Well, we keep adding into the playoffs, right, and the extra wild cards and all of that fun stuff. We talked about it last night. You can go find the podcast wherever you download audio. Give it 5 stars, rate it, tell us how great we are. We'll love you forever. Anywhere from 25 to 40 to 1, if you want to go book that wager, you know, provided you're in a place where you can do so legally and responsibly.
So let me get this straight, Jason.
Yeah.
You got the Diamondbacks beating the Dodgers.
I say it's a bold prediction for a reason. It's a bold prediction.
But you have them beating the Dodgers.
Hello to all our friends on AM 570 LA Sports, including Don Martin.
It's why they call it a bold prediction. They'll call it. It's why this is a bold prediction that the Diamondbacks go back to the World
Series. But it's your prediction.
Yeah. It's my bold prediction. That's why it's called a bold prediction. That's why I called it said bold prediction.
Yeah, I mean, if it really gets bad.
I'm not Ohtani's interpreter. I can't tell you exactly how things are going to go.
Well, although, neither could he. He was $4.5 million in debt at that time.
Pretty much what you had to do was say, hey, which way are you going, Ipe? Well, I really like that. Okay, I'm going the other way.
Oh, no, and we're fading the winning. Interpreter. I mean, that was code.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's a movie title, Fading the Interpreter.
Well, I think that's the movie we've already started to write on this. We just now gave it a title. Patent pending.
So do you have it in a sweep, or is it a seven-game series?
Oh, no, no, they don't lose. They go 162-0, and they win all the games, and they beat the Mets because the Mets get phone calls at the worst possible time and they can't play.
And so that's how they beat the Mets. And it ends with a Luis Gonzalez walk-off.
Yeah, wow. My dad gets tagged. Not just hanging out, listening to the show. My dad gets tagged.
Hi, Walt. Dad's Yankees won. That guy's drinking shots right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He is. He is just
he's
so
hammered.
Happy. He's so happy, my dad. He's like, well, you know, I don't know if Sal Soto's going to hit, but that was a good throw. Yeah, that's great, Dad. Okay,
how about
great.
New York Sanitation's tweet earlier today?
That's a lot.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of theirs.
Yeah, yeah, New York's. Yeah, see you tomorrow, Mets. Oh, great. Thanks.
Oh, the Astro one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, hitting the garbage cans. Oh, yeah. Well, then the other part is Mets will see you tomorrow. I was like, hey, wait a minute. Why did the Mets catch a stray right there? That didn't make any sense there.
Well, because they're garbage.
Yeah, yeah. See, yeah, thanks. I got the tweet, Frostberg. I understand it. I saw it.
Well, but you asked rhetorically, why did they catch a stray?
No need to throw the Mets in there.
And Frostberg came back over the top and said, here's why.
Yeah, apparently the Department of Sanitation are Yankees fans. Yeah. Okay,
and then he gave garbage. You a they know garbage when they see it.
He gave you the Degeneration X chop as he stood over you.
You just wait, because I know you're nervous as hell for Yamamoto to pitch. I know you're so nervous. How's it going to be? What's he? Oh my god, Yamamoto!
Did you not see the lineup?
Is he
hit?
Any good? Is he any?
He can
good?
Give up seven runs, they'll still win.
Yeah, okay,
he all was right. 14-3.
Yeah,
ERA of 5.5 and a WHIP of 1.75.
$325 million, and everybody's nervous. Oh my god, this guy's got to pitch well in his next game. He's got to do it, or we got to trade him. Oh my god,
look
goodness.
At you. You're already
so sad.
Now you're just trying to sow the seeds of discontent.
I'm not sowing any seeds.
How dare
I'm not,
you?
I'm not sowing
I mean,
any
we're
seeds
supposed
of
to be,
love or any kind of seeds.
I was going to say, we usually sow the seeds of love around here.
No.
Togetherness.
No. You really do
and
really
bonding.
Think,
and what are you doing? You're
you
trying
really
to get
think,
the people of Los Angeles
stop,
to rise up against
stop,
you.
Stop. Every single Dodger fan in the world is nervous as hell for what
absolutely
they're going to get out of Yamamoto.
Absolutely not. You're making stuff up.
They're not nervous for this one.
100%.
They're nervous for the third or the fourth. He gets one more, I think, before it officially becomes
a... Did you not see the MV3 hit? We're not nervous about anything.
Yeah, that's great. When you score at seven runs is great, but when you give up 11, that's not enough.
Yeah, 11
math.
Runs? The Cardinals
watch
might
that.
Not score that all year.
Okay, it's the Cardinals. You never know. You gave up how many runs did you give up when Yamamoto pitched in South Korea? 15?
A different country.
Doesn't matter. Oh, so he's United
those,
States.
Those runs were not able to be extradited.
Oh, yeah, those runs don't count.
They escaped extradition.
Did the Dodgers win?
They don't count. They don't count.
The answer is yes.
They lost that game.
I don't think we're laughing at Michaelis enough here. I think he deserves a little more. He's got to wear it a bit more because social media just bludgeoned the man. I mean, this was Office Space taking the... fax machine out back and going to work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man, it feels good to be a gangster. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Right now, second half, North Carolina on top of Alabama, 55-52. 15 minutes left to go. Meanwhile, at halftime, Illinois leads Iowa State by 10, 36-26. Terrence Shannon, 16 points. He is the only player... on Illinois in double figures. Everybody else is just kind of watching. Don't you have Iowa State in your Final Four?
I do.
Oh, so you're sweating out right now.
No, not really.
Oh, really? Why not?
I mean, I hate Illinois, so I've got that part of it.
Okay.
And I got a lot of obnoxious friends that will start texting me as soon as that game gets to a finalization, if it holds.
All right, okay.
But yeah, when it comes to the bracket, I told you, and I already tweeted it out, so anybody that wants to bring it, bring it. Told you last week, I threw darts. We watched a lot of basketball. Did I do copious research and go into a bunch of algorithms? No. Just the rule of the show is we don't go chalk. I didn't go chalk. And right now it's going to bite me in the ass.
Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. That was inspiring. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play. Head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Well, coming up next, John Paul Morosi stops by, MLB Network Insider. We break down all of opening day of Major League Baseball. What is next for Shohei Ohtani off the field? Because big statement from Rob Manfred earlier today as well. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, happy Thursday. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, head out to your local Tractor Supply store today. Right now, two games still going on in college hoops. Right now, 12 minutes left. TV timeout, Alabama and North Carolina knotted at 59 apiece. Meanwhile, Illinois, Iowa State set to resume the second half. It is the Illini with a 10-point lead over Iowa State. But joining us now on the hotline to break down all the big news of opening day and beyond, he is on Twitter at John Morosi. He is an MLB Network insider, former host of Stearnsy and the Pope Morning Show, but he has left that job to now be Shohei Ohtani's new interpreter. John Paul Morosi, how did that go today? Did you get everything right? Was everything all right?
I would have to seriously work on my linguistic skills if that were to be the case. I would like to say this. I have been to Japan before. I'm planning to go there again very soon, hopefully later on this year. I have a lot of Rosetta Stone and Duolingo to work on before I would be ready for that job.
Well, based on the reports, though, JP, maybe not.
Perhaps.
Hey, that was a good lid you had on before, by the way.
I appreciate that. So basically, I bought this lid in at a beautiful Target in Redondo Beach.
Right down the street from me, you could have said hi.
I know.
I'm right there.
Stop yelling at John Paul Morosi. Let him tell the story. Stop yelling at him.
Here's the deal. So I went into a Target in Redondo Beach, and I said this. I said, everybody, this is a beautiful store. It's a beautiful place in the world, this Los Angeles. And I come from a land that is called Michigan, where we have not seen the sun in a long time. And if I hang out in your beautiful sunshine out here, given the state of my hairline, and I'm not properly protected, it ain't going to start my year out too good. So I said, I need some help. And they said, here's a great hat for you. And I wore it on the air. And it was, I tell you what, Dave Sims, the great Mariner broadcaster, reached out. It's a bit of an homage to John Lowe, my now Hall of Fame mentor. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I also think a little bit of a nod to Mike Brito, who, of course, had the Panama hat everywhere he went. He signed Fernando Valenzuela. So I thought it was a nice little sartorial touch to be at Dodger Stadium today.
And I'm sure that person that helped you with the hat walked away going, this guy just needed a hat, and he starts telling me the story about he's from Michigan. And I just went, here's a hat, man. Just wear it. Put it on and leave.
Yeah, he had no idea. He had no idea that it was going to go from I need a hat to a story about Mike Brito signing Fernando Valenzuela. He did not think that was where that was going.
And using the word sartorial and being on, you know, network television with said hat.
Exactly. No, it's all, hey, opening day at Dodger Stadium, I was saying this to Justin before we came on the air. I love all the ballparks that I've been to. I've been to all of them, actually, and I consider myself very blessed to be that, to be able to say that. But I do think opening day at Dodger Stadium is probably my favorite place to be on opening day. It really is. Because as much as I love Midwest baseball and Northeast baseball, the weather's a little bit of a roll of the dice. You're never quite so sure what the weather's going to be like. But Dodger Stadium today, basically a cloudless sky, great crowd. You think about all the luminaries. You got Bryan Cranston reading up the starting lineup up from the field. Sandy Koufax is there. I was able to shake his hand. That was pretty cool. Billie Jean King is there. You've got Adrian Beltre throwing out the terminal first pitch to Clayton Kershaw. There was a lot of really cool moments there. So I was very taken by the atmosphere there in L.A. today.
All right, so your takeaway, JP, you know, watching this game, Ohtani gets on base the first three times, Betts and Freeman homer. I know it's one game, but I look at this and I go, this is how it's going to be all season long. This is how it's going to go for the Dodgers all season long. And if you're playing them, good luck in that three-game series.
Well, you're right. And I made the comment, Dan Plesac and I were talking as we left after the broadcast today, and you look at their lineup, they scored seven runs on 10 hits. And I don't expect that any team's ever going to average seven runs over the full season. But to your point, I said to Dan, I said, this is basically their par. This is their par. This is like a normal day for them is what we just saw, where the top three guys are a real challenge to get out, unless you've got A-level stuff. Michaelis had okay stuff. If you bring okay stuff to the mound against this team, you're going to give up probably seven runs. That's par. That is par. Now, if Blake Snell, if some Cy Young winners get up there and on their good day, yeah, they can shut them down. We've seen that happen before. But against good to just okay to mediocre or below pitching, this is what they're going to do all season long. And I said earlier today on 570, our friends at 570, I think that the win total, these aggressive predictions of like 110 wins, I do wonder a little bit about that. It's because the division is pretty good, and 110 wins is a ton of wins. I mean, that is dominance. Of course, that being said, a few hours later, I said, wow, this team is just about as dominant as the people that are saying that they're going to win 110 games. It's because of days like this.
Well, it's funny, right? Because we talk about it on the offensive side. It's bats, right? It's the old Gas House Gorillas, Bugs Bunny cartoon going around in a conga line. But the pitching side, JP, I think the first guy on the field was Clayton Kershaw, right?
Right. Well, and here's the interesting piece of that is with respect to pitching, Glasnow I thought was really good. And this was the first time he had gone six innings in a start before June in any calendar year since 2021. So he's ready and he's firing earlier in the year. There was time missed due to injury and other circumstances there. But the point is, he's going earlier and going better than he usually is. And I think that is both impressive, and maybe he's learned some new different ways to maximize and be more efficient. I thought he was really efficient today, getting through six innings. But I also think that his track record suggests that he may not be able to go 200 because he hasn't before. And so for that reason, you start to wonder, okay, when is Kershaw available? When is Buehler available? How are they going to give some additional days of rest to Yamamoto? It's fair to point out, as amazing as the Dodgers look today, they've got two wins this season and both were started by Glasnow. Mm-hmm. Of course, the one was in Seoul last week. So that's why opening day is so much fun. Actually, I think opening day is probably the single best day of the baseball year to host a national coast-to-coast radio program because the overreactions are so great. And we can basically say, okay, is this an overreaction or is it real? I said earlier today that Cole Reagans was going to win the AL Cy Young. Well, he lost his first start today. So maybe I'm not going to be right. But it's only one game. So you have to have some fun with the way opening day plays out.
JP, it's opening day. The Mets didn't play there in first place. It's fine. Everything
they
is
are
good.
In first place. Exactly. At least they're tied. They're tied for first place, I suppose. That's the key thing. But, of course, tomorrow, to your point, we're going to see a pretty unique matchup, Brewers and the Mets. It's going to be called the David Stearns Cup because you've got Stearns' current team and his former team. You've got Pat Murphy managing in the major leagues for the first time in 9 years. And Carlos Mendoza managing for the first time ever. And by the way, I think Mendoza, I know I mentioned this before, I saw him at Grapefruit League Media Day. What a great hire for so many reasons. I just think he was the right decision, the right guy for the right job. And I really believe the Mets with Alonso, with the way that he's playing, I think it's going to be a really, really good year for the Mets relative to expectations. They're not going to win 110 games, but they're going to be better than some of their critics suggest.
See, there you go. You got your Mets love, Smith. My White Sox are never going to score a run.
Nah.
The
Diamondbacks, but at least they lose early. It only takes them 2 hours to lose.
Not
That's
if
fine.
They keep facing. Not if they keep facing Tarek Skubal. They're not. I mean, look, Skubal can deal. I was talking to my mom today. Of course, and, you know, she's excited. She always sends us the Voice of the Turtle poem that Ernie Harwell used to read every opening day, and so she sends us the poem. And now she's like basically ready to put Skubal in the Hall of Fame. I said, Mom, we gotta slow it down a little bit. I like Tarek Skubal a lot too, but it's opening day, and it's against Mike Harmon's White Sox. So we got a little bit of context here. We'll have a conversation around the middle part of the year, and I do think Skubal's an All Star, but you know, Hall of Fame, Mom, we gotta wait a little bit on that.
Ma, the meatloaf.
Where I'm at right now.
No, you know what I just took away from that right there? John Paul Morosi talked to his mom today. Is not going to talk to her again until the middle of the season. That's what I took away from that.
Let's see,
Mom,
if he
we'll
makes
another
the
conversation
All-Star.
No, middle of the season.
No.
Another middle of the season. Mom.
Listen, guys, you know this about me. A couple things about me. I love baseball and I'm Italian. So there's kind of like a rule. Like I got to call my mom all the time. It's just kind of part of the deal here. Like you got to have your mom's input on things, and that's so I involve her input on, you know, who I think should win the Cy Young. She thought. I said Cole Reagan. She says, Johnny, it's going to be Skubal. So that's where we're at right now.
John Paul Morosi with us, MLB Network insider. You know, look, as Mike was bringing you up to date on some of the games going on now, I talked about this a few minutes ago. Look, the Diamondbacks are just absolutely crushing the Rockies right now, 16-1. And you know, I talked about this a few minutes ago, JP.
don't be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised if the Diamondbacks are back in the World Series. All right, I love the getting of Suarez. And honestly, top to bottom, they have the best starting rotation in baseball. You know, we didn't say, oh, yeah, yeah, we forgot about Rodriguez because he's hurt. Oh, yeah, they had Montgomery at the end. Oh, by the way, they had three pretty good pitchers already. I would not be surprised if the Diamondbacks be even better than last year and make another World Series run.
So I think that to your point right now, and we're talking right now, 1 through 5, if you compare the D-backs rotation and Dodger rotation, I think you're right. The D-backs have the better rotation right now. I think that you could probably still – the Mariners, even without Wu, they might say that they're still in that conversation for best rotation in the game. But you're right. The D-backs have, in my view, an excellent rotation. Again, they're playing the Rockies, to your point, one of the teams that we expect to be near the bottom of the Big 30 here. But I think that the D-backs, if you look at their club at the moment, they are a better team now than they were last year. And I also think that when you look at Corbin Carroll, it's hard to really do much better than he did last year because he was great. But I think he's going to continue to ascend as one of the top players in the game. I think Alec Thomas is due to take another step. I love the way Perdomo plays. Their bullpen is solid. I mean, they're going to miss Seawall to begin the year, but I'm with you. I think Brandon Pfaadt keeps getting better. I like the Montgomery signing. We have to wait and see exactly how soon he'll be ready. So I don't, as we speak today, the Dodgers, I would say, still have a better chance than the D-backs to win the National League. And the Braves might as well. But I think that the people who look at the D-backs as being a one-year flash in the pan and they're going to come back down to the pack, I don't see it. Now, that being said, this division is good. You know, the Padres came back today and beat the Giants. The Giants have some bullpen issues right now to work through. That's a really, really good division. And for all those reasons, I think it's going to be a long year for the Rockies because they're going to have to deal with some pretty tough competition every time they play.
Batting practice against the Rockies thus far. Hey, a new hero in the Bronx with the defensive side of things. Soto is the new man in town. And, you know, he's a guy they're going to have to put a lot of stock in to make a run. But the Astros go down.
Yeah, and listen, I think that the Soto acquisition is still one of the biggest deals that we've got in baseball this year. I know that this winter there was certainly more focus on Shohei and probably even more focus on Yamamoto than there was on Soto, but this guy is special. You look at just what he did today. To your point, defensively, very strong. Drives in a run, walks twice, gets a hit. This is what he does, and he's doing it all in front of Judge, who got a hit, scored a run, he walked as well. It's interesting. It's not, you know, their top three, especially with LeMahieu out, is not quite as otherworldly as the Dodgers' top three, but they're really good. And Stanton is healthy to begin the year. Rizzo's healthy to begin the year. I think Volpe's going to be a different player now than he was a year ago, a more mature hitter. The Yankees are a really good team. And I actually look at it and say, the AL East might be the easier division right now to compete in than the NL West. I really think that when I look at the top to bottom. Now, listen, the Red Sox are a better ball club than the Rockies, but the other four teams, I think that the NL West is tougher than the AL East when you look at that collection of four ball clubs. And the Yankees, I think, are as good or better than anybody in that division. So anybody that likes to hate on the Yankees and say that they're payroll's too big and they're too old, don't bring that in here with me right now, because I'm telling you, they're a really good ball club.
You can follow him on Twitter at John Morosi. That is at John Morosi, MLB Network insider, who will actually stop talking to you in an interview if his mom texts him and needs to know something right
100%.
Away. 100%.
He will do that. Johnny, we've already gone. The only reason why I didn't have to do that right now is that it's late back home and she's sleeping. And she already told me exactly what I'm supposed to do for Easter on Sunday. So we're good.
Oh, good.
The instructions have been granted. Buona Pasqua. Buona Pasqua, familia. Okay?
That means Saturday night, John Paul's got to go buy eggplant.
No, that's right.
That's what he's got to do to get ready for Sunday. All right. Take it easy, buddy. Happy
love
Easter.
Love you guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Happy New Year.
Oh, man. Yeah, my mom's already given me my assignment for Sunday.
Well, Hey, man, Easter's a big deal.
Oh, that's the best. Really, it is. Make sure you get the eggplant like I like it. Get the organic eggplant, right? You go down. You don't get it from the first bin. You go to the second bin that's got the organic eggplant. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Alabama hits a three. The game is now tied at 75. This game is so much fun. This is up and down the floor. And R.J. Davis of North Carolina is 3-for-16 from the floor, and he's taking heat check threes, man. Nobody is meeting a shot they don't like in this game. This is so much fun, and we're tied with 5 minutes left to go.
Heavyweights throwing big-time power punches, leaving nothing on the court. I mean, that's it. It's done. Ugh.
So much fun. Meanwhile, Iowa State cutting this lead now to 5. Illinois now 41-36. Still a lot of time left in this game. 15:42 to go in the second half. But coming up next, as exciting as tonight is, and these games are, we could be in for a pretty boring rest of the NCAA tournament. Wait, what? Yeah, we'll explain why coming up next right here. Jason and Mike.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hi, buddy.
Well, I can already tell that Grant Nelson's mustache is going to trend all over social media as long as Alabama holds on to this lead.
Mustache.
They lead North Carolina 82-77, 3:32 to go. Nelson has scored 10 of Alabama's last 15 points. Meanwhile, Illinois getting that lead back out to 8 over Iowa State, 51-43. Still a lot of time left in that one, over 12 minutes. But with all this excitement, look, it's so much fun. Tonight's a great night. This Alabama-North Carolina game is just insanely fun. We may be in for a pretty boring rest of the tournament because, you know, the one thing that we've ignored, and because we want to talk about excitement, you want to talk about excitement. If you want to talk realistic, you got to talk about UConn. You want to talk about UConn, and maybe we don't talk about the tournament anymore. UConn wins the rematch of last year's national title game over San Diego State tonight, and they win by 30. And for all of this, yeah, UConn won. Yeah, they won last year. They're good. UConn, outside of the game they lost to Creighton a couple weeks ago, they have not played a game where they won by less than 5 points since the middle of January. They had a one-point squeaker over Villanova, and every other game they've won by at least five, and the majority of them by double digits. Like, UConn is just a machine right now. And to think about how good they are, they replaced three guys from their team last year. So you don't think, okay, well, they're going to roll over and continue to be good because you're good when you have continuity and UConn's replacing three of their best players. Nope. They come back this year and they're even more dominant because last year it was kind of a, hey, UConn got hot going into the tournament. Let's not ignore that. And, oh, boy, look at it. Look what they did. Their run to the NCAA championship. They're even better this year, despite the fact they lost their best three players. It may be a pretty boring next week and a half of the NCAA tournament, Mike.
Yeah, I think it goes back to if we could bring the women's side in just for a moment. Like back in the day, it was, all right, UConn or Tennessee, which one you picking? Right, where it's the rest of the field's all fun and excitement. Now, obviously, you got more parity and more teams that have been part of the mix. But for a while, it was, are you Geno or are you Pat Summitt? And right now, Hurley's got this squad running at a crazy pace, right? All got five guys averaging double figures. As a team, you shoot 50% from the field. Defensively, you're getting it done and just operating on a whole different level, right? It was close-ish towards the end of the first half, and then it became a whatever the speech is, all right, let's just go do it. I mean, I watched what they did to Northwestern, and I know it was a daunting task going in, and you know, the old, hey, I would have liked to see Northwestern with the full squad with a couple of guys injured. Well, they didn't have them, and they went out and they absolutely dominated them from pillar to post. Pretty decent squad, team that had finished well in a rough and tumble Big Ten conference, and they dispatched them very easily. And then you watch tonight, second half, all on display as they pull away, and it's like, all right, who's next? Right, one of those, like, you own the court at the gym. You're like, all right, that was fun. I worked up a sweat. Now let's go. Let's play for real.
And you know what I love about Danny Hurley and what I love about him is that you heard it last year. Hey, what does Danny Hurley do? Well, why suddenly is UConn a power? How did he win the title last year? Because really it's a team that we didn't pay a lot of attention to. How are they so good this year? And all the analysts that I trust to talk to us say the same thing. The one thing I notice about him more than any other coach is he loves his guys. Mm-hmm. He loves the guys that play for him. And it's easy to get cut. And I appreciate this because I understand exactly what that is, because it's not to compare me and Danny Hurley, but I'm going to, because, you know, I'm the kid. But like when I coach soccer and softball, my main goal for every kid is to get them to be the best version of themselves they can. Are there other coaches who come and they do drills and they bring bow nets and all this stuff? It's like, boy, it looks like they're running a clinic. Yeah, okay. But you know why my teams win? Because I make sure that I coach the girls up top, right? Yeah. Do you know how to field a ground ball? Do you know how to throw the ball to first base? Do you know how to get a clearing pass? You know these things, right? So let me coach you up here. And I feel like that's what Danny Hurley does, because all the pundits say the same thing. He loves his guys, and he's got all of them playing the best basketball they possibly can, whether it's Newton or Johnson, doesn't matter. I mean, he's got all of them playing at such a high level, and that's how you blow teams out like this. He hasn't redone college basketball with some kind of new system or anything. No. All his players, because they love playing and they love playing for him, and he allows them to feel and get to that level, they're all playing the best possible basketball they can. And that's a big deal about coaching that a lot of people don't see, because they conflate, oh, well, what's going on here? I don't see all the drills, and I don't see the cones that are out, and I don't see the guy. You know, you don't need to do that to be able to coach effectively, and that's what Danny Hurley does.
A good experience. It's the mantra for years, right? I need some veteran guard play, a couple of seniors helping to lead the charge. I also do love the thing that his wife's got the portable washing machine to make sure his dragon underwear and suit and everything are ready.
Yeah,
I have one of those little ones.
You have a portable washing machine?
I do. I have one of those little ones that you can plug. Yeah, man. Yeah. Let's go.
I really want that.
I also have the Red Dragon underwear, but that's a whole other thing.
Okay. We'll not talk about that. Instead, we'll talk about the port. You have the portable washing
machine? I have a little one. I don't think it's big enough for a suit and everything else, but if you need one or two pieces done, it gets the job done.
Oh, okay. So we're going to have more on this. Plus, more on a big reaction opening day in Major League Baseball. Wait till you see what's going to happen with Otani.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.